My new fiancé, Betty, and I were sitting on the couch watching the Westminster Kennel Club dog show when she looked over at me and casually said, "My first orgasm came from a dog." As I sat there stunned, trying to control my reactions and collect myself, I had two immediate thoughts. One, now I know why my dog likes her better. And two, I wish this were the worst thing she had ever told me. Our relationship started as a blind date. My buddy was dating Betty's twin sister, and one day he asked if I wanted to go out and party with the three of them. It was obviously a setup, and since my history with blind dates was less than stellar, I hesitated. The last one I'd been on ended up with me pushing a very cute and giggling girl in a shopping cart, hitting a speed bump, and watching her catapult out to faceplant on the asphalt. Tears and blood flowed freely, and I didn't get a second date. But hey, you only live once, so I told him I was up for it. We arranged to meet at the Village Idiot, a bar in downtown Columbia, South Carolina, and from the moment I saw Betty, I was smitten. She was so much fun. If you've ever met someone who was the center of attention and the life of the party the moment they arrive, you'll know what I mean. Betty was an unstoppable force of nature, and I really had no idea what I was in for. We'd spent the last few hours drinking shots of something blue and laughing our asses off. Things were going really well, but I didn't know how well until Betty looked up at me with a mischievous grin and said, "You want to go back to your place and f***?" Even as wrecked as I was, it took me less than a minute to answer, "Hell yeah, let's go." As I followed her down the stairs and watched her tight gymnast's ass, I thought I'd hit the lotto. Betty was bouncy and crazy, had a wide smile, and was always happy. She was a fitness freak, and her body showed it. Who wouldn't want a girl like that? I knew I did. Over the next few weeks, we were inseparable, and by that, I mean we spent the next few weeks in bed. I liked the fact that she was completely open about sex and was unashamed to admit it. Most of the other girls at my school played it by the book and waited the requisite 3 dates before having sex. The dates were always formal, and the girls habitually ordered the most expensive thing on the menu. 3 dates later, when they finally dropped panties, they expected me to fawn over them like they were letting me into Narnia. Just once, I wanted to scream, "Every woman in the world has one. There's nothing special about yours." I did not, but I wanted to,